Doyle wants to use about $170 million from the Patients' Compensation Fund to help cover health care costs for the poor. It's the second time the governor has proposed the idea, and the second time the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee has rejected it. Doyle argues that with a balance of more than $700 million, the compensation fund is larger than it needs to be to pay out any foreseeable claims. But committee co-chair Dean Crawford of NINA says the fund belongs to the doctors who pay into it, not to the state.
You know, it's not our money. It's plain and simple. This isn't like general purpose revenue. It's not taxpayers' dollars. This is dollars that are paid into the fund to protect physicians, keep their rates lower so that they can at least attempt to provide good quality health care.
Milwaukee Democrat Pedro Colon was one of only two lawmakers to side with the governor. He says that by taking this money off the table, questions remain about how Republicans plan to pay for other areas of the governor's budget.
You may have fulfilled a commitment to the doctors of the state, and that's a good commitment, perfectly legitimate. But where are we going to fill the other commitments to the people that don't have any money as a result of this?
GOP lawmakers earlier this year rejected Doyle's plan to borrow $130 million to pay for Medicaid, but they insist the changes won't impact health care for the poor, elderly, or disabled. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.